Carson in the morning.
And by the grace of God, it is finally Friday. Finally Friday! And it's going to be a glorious day. You know what? I can't do the weather. I can't do the weather with Nicole Phillips for Channel 41 in here. She'll just... I'll feel like I'm being criticized. I don't know. Nicole, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
I met you at the... We were at Johnson County Community College, and they had a job fair for 7th and 8th graders, all right? Our middle school. No, it's 6th... What is it now? 5th, 6th, and 7th graders.
Oh, the 5th grade now.
I think. Yeah. Anyway, middle schoolers. But they were only the 8th graders. And honestly, career fair for 8th graders, they're not thinking about careers. So we're both kind of like this. And they come over to us. It was really funny. They're like, hi, what is your name? Tell us about your job. Okay, and then they were off. But it was nice. It was nice to talk to you.
Yeah, it was fun.
Nice to talk to you. I'll just go ahead. 63 today. And the weekend's going to start cooling down over the weekend. More fall-like temperatures in store for us. Possible hard freeze. What are you saying? Maybe hard freeze on Sunday night?
Yeah. You know, I think Sunday or Saturday night into Monday or Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be cold.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. 42 degrees. She's a meteorologist. That's pretty cool. Can we get to know her, Jared? Should we get to know Nicole? I think we should get to know Nicole as she's here.
Getting to know you. Getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what
Nicole.
To say.
So, Nicole, you are from Wichita.
Yes.
Where'd you go to school?
Well, in high school, I went to Wichita Heights.
Gotcha.
So, for those of you who are familiar with Wichita Heights, yes.
What's the mascot there?
Falcons.
Go Falcons.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then I went to University of Oklahoma.
Very nice. Oh, OU, baby.
Yeah.
And what was your first gig out of school?
My first gig was Elmira, New York.
Elmira, New York.
Yes.
Those are the markets you go to in the first year.
Yeah, and they're cold and,
Yeah, yeah. Now, you started in Kansas City when?
September of 2015.
September of 2015. Okay, we're going to do a live video if you don't mind. Can we do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because Lisa Teachman's going to join us here very shortly. And Mike Ferguson. Hello, Mike.
Hey there.
Thanks for helping us out, dude. I mean, Mike does everything around here. He hosts a show and all that stuff. So you came to Kansas City about a year ago.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good. You're 3 years out of school. You got a gig in a city the size of Kansas City.
Yeah. It was a little intimidating because, you know, you start off in your small market, then you move to medium size. And then, you know, now I didn't have that medium jump. I just jumped right in. And you know, my mom's like, that's Kansas City. Because, you know, growing up in Wichita, you're like, oh, Kansas City's big. You got Kansas City, Dallas, Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're in Kansas City. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thanks, Mom.
That's pretty sweet.
Thanks for
scaring
me. Yeah.
So how was your first day on TV? Did you let's say in Elmira, first weather forecast. Were you terrified?
Oh, I was terrified. My first day on air in Elmira, we actually had a tornado warning.
Oh,
in,
no, what?
In New York. Yes. No lie.
Wow.
We had a tornado warning.
That is fantastic. So you didn't freeze up. You didn't do anything.
No. We still had the other meteorologist who was there training me. So we were kind of doing double team, but we were just like, what? And he was like, there hasn't been a tornado all summer long until you got here. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
That is unbelievable. Now, I noticed that, and I'm with Lisa. I talked to Lisa about, Lisa Teachman's going to join us here in a minute. She just did a cut-in. She's coming over here. And we're going to pit you in a battle of songs about weather.
Okay.
All right. Have the weather girls ready. That's our theme song for both of you being here today. I was going to find the song by the Weather Women, but there was just the Weather Girls. We don't mind that. Beck, were you inspired by the Wizard of Oz? Because she was kind of inspired by the Wizard of Oz. She saw that, and with a lot of kids, when you see that movie for the first time, you see the tornado scene.
Yeah.
It you know, it's scary.
Yeah, I thought it was scary.
It didn't have anything. Why did you decide you want to do this?
You know, I had a fear of tornadoes. You know, in Wichita, I felt like it happened all the time.
Yeah,
we had a May 3rd, which was, you know, South Wichita. And that terrified me. I remember we took shelter, my mom throwing out shoes in the closet.
Oh,
and so, yeah, and I was just like, oh, why does this happen? Why is this scary? And, yeah. You know, now I'm like, oh, tornadoes. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not scary.
Well, the same thing with me. I grew up in Southwest Iowa.
Yeah.
And we had one of those things where we had a storm shelter and everything. We had one go over our house. It sucked the door off of the storm shelter.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it damaged a building on our property. But I always found weather phenomena to be very, very fascinating. The problem for me is, though, you've got to know math.
Yeah.
You've got to know math to be a meteorologist. And you said to me, you're good at math.
I'm okay. I'm
you're
a lot
okay?
better than I thought.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Considering my test scores. But, I mean, it still scares me a little bit.
Now, you obviously came back home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're in the Midwest. But you also came back to this has got to be like one of the most dynamic places to do weather.
Yeah.
I mean, are there any other places in the, I guess maybe the Florida with the hurricanes? But this is a dynamic place for weather. We get all sorts of weird stuff here.
You do, yeah. And as you saw, you know, over the last 24 hours, we get like two seasons in one day.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I love it. It's challenging. You know, I love the severe component. I could kind of do without the snow stuff, since New York had a lot, but, you know, I like it.
I wish we had more snow here, because if it's going to be cold, we might as well have some snow.
So, you know, my game changer for me was when I woke up at 2 a.m. in New York shoveling snow from my car. That was a game changer. I was like, never again.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, you know, there are markets in this. Hello, Lisa.
There she
Hello.
Is.
Hello. Come on in and sit down. How are you? Oh, good to see you again. She's just so fabulous. She just looks so good in black. She does.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
How are you?
I'm good.
You
I was just thinking about you today.
Right.
It's like we need to get together.
Yes.
Very nice. So there's no competition.
No.
I mean, I imagine in some segments of television there's competition, but it's friendly competition. Like for me in radio, I don't care what the other guys do.
Yeah.
I'm not here to compete. I don't listen. I mean, I listen to sometimes, but I don't react to them. You know?
Yeah. And I think, you know, the Kansas City community is pretty good.
Yeah.
With all the meteorologists, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Nothing like, you know what? You're going down this tornado warning. I'm so going to beat you on this tornado warning. Oh, you say the tornado's going to hit here? Well, I'm saying it's going to hit right over here. Called it, text.
Yeah.
I beat you. Nothing like that.
Definitely not.
Do we have the official song for both of them being here this morning from the Weather Girls?
Oh, no.
It's the only song by...
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
I love it.
Amen. Yes, the Weather Girls.
Nice.
And it's about raining men.
That's
fantastic.
Well, I have to ask you, what...
This
is true.
Why? What?
Well, it is a Friday. You got to get it.
Yeah,
you got to get the groove on.
Yeah,
because you have to because it's so cold outside.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, look at her.
Yeah.
She's got a cap, you know, her cap on. She's like got the layers on.
I do, yeah.
I know. It's so funny. Nicole Phillips from Channel 41 and Lisa Teachman from KCDV5 in the studio. And Nicole comes in, and you can tell you work at different day parts.
Yeah.
Because Nicole's in here. She's got a pullover. She's got her OU stocking cap on. Lisa's over here just looking fabulous.
I just got off air. I had run. And I would have been here. I would have been here on time had I not gotten stopped by every single traffic light on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Shawnee Mission Parkway is the worst.
Everyone
is the worst.
You know what I don't... I drive to work at between 2:30 and 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
You do, too.
Yeah, we all
do. And why are the dang stoplights working? Why are they doing regular cycle? And the other day...
See, headed westbound on Shawnee Mission Parkway, I don't have a problem.
Yeah?
I've got green lights the whole entire way.
Well, they have the lights are still cycled. They turn red to yellow and green. And literally, the other day, I was sitting right by Burger King, and I'm like, I want to go across. I'm going to go across, and it's red. I'm looking both ways. And I right... And it was still red, and I creeped out, and then it turned green. I almost broke the law, and I felt I was like,
And then have you noticed where the police officers all sit?
Oh yeah,
they have their typical places where they sit.
I know.
In the morning,
I get stopped three times.
I put on cruise control. Because all of a sudden you could be going down a hill and you're like, oh, I'm going a little too fast.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually learned the cruise control thing several years ago because I live way out. It's practically Oklahoma where I live.
Really?
And, you know, Johnson County Sheriff's Department heavily patrols the area where I live.
Sure.
And I've gotten stopped by them a few times.
And you look like a criminal.
Yeah, right.
You really do. You look like a criminal.
Well, you know, at 2 in the morning, I feel like we all do. I've got my, like, hoodie and everything on, and I'm just like...
I've stopped three times, and I'm like, I'm going to work on the radio right there in that building. And the guy in the parking lot twice, one over here.
And then they have to say, because you're all dressed up and you're ready to go, Where are you going at this hour of the morning?
Yeah. Are you just coming home from a party? Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah. Nope.
All right, all right. Well, we got you guys in here. We're going to take a break. Come back. We're going to do, we have a weather song challenge.
Oh, no.
We're going to play little snippets of songs about weather. You're going to have to try to guess them. And then I'm going to do a little bit, here called Odd Weather Phenomena or Not, if we get time.
Okay.
All right? So brush up on your meteorological knowledge. Let's take a break. Carson in the morning. Stick around.
KCMO, the official station of Jake Matthew and Prairie Village. Thanks for listening to Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO.
It's raining men.
What are you saying?
Wish that people could see your dance. That's what's hilarious about this.
Yeah. You know, this song used to be just a song for every woman to dance at a wedding reception or whatever. Now it's the official theme song of drag shows everywhere. You know, it just kind of happened, didn't it? It just kind of happened. All right. Well, we got Lisa Teachman from KCTV5, Nicole Phillips from Channel 41 in the studio, meteorologists. And we're going to have a little fun with you guys right now. Is that okay?
Okay. Right, so I think we're a little nervous.
Yeah. I know you are. And listen, I wanted to play songs about weather, give you a little snippet. You can name the artist or the title of the song. Mm-hmm. And I asked people all morning to send stuff in. And they were doing deep songs from, like, Metallica. I said, guys, no. I said, these are young, fabulous meteorologists. So I said, we're going to focus on 80s and 90s.
Okay.
Right? So let's see. Okay, what's it? Number one out of 10, Lisa. You, what do you think it is?
5.
Okay, Nicole.
I'll do 6.
It is 6.
Oh.
All right. So Nicole, Lisa goes first.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
Goodness gracious.
Let's do it. Let's do a song about weather here, Lisa. Let's hear the sample of the song, and you tell me if you know the correct answer.
You said you didn't need her.
This is just totally breathing 80s down my neck right now.
Okay, stop. Any idea?
I don't remember.
That's okay.
I don't remember
it. Nicole, would you like to try?
Oh, no, I'm okay on that.
It's actually from the late 90s. That is, I believe, Blame It on the Rain by Milli Vanilli. Right? Remember Milli Vanilli?
I remember, but you guys chose just a snippet that I couldn't figure it out.
Okay. All right, that's all right. That's good. She didn't get it right. That's fine. Well, let's go on to Nicole here. Nicole will give you a little snippet of a weather song and see if you know it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now Lisa knows. Nicole, do you have any idea?
I have no clue.
Nicole has no idea. What is it, Lisa?
Rocket Like a Hurricane.
Come on. All right. Woo! All right. Rocks You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions, circa 1983.
Yeah, it was the 80s.
83, okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
Those big boy, big hair bands back then, Aerosmith. Yeah. I've seen Aerosmith twice in concert, by
Are
the
you
way.
A rock chick? She's a rock chick.
I am.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Lisa and I have talked about this on Twitter. We are
really
metalheads.
Yeah.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Also, I didn't like the hair band so much. I liked Iron Maiden and Judas Priest and some of the deeper stuff.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
God, I love you even more. Fantastic. Okay, let's do another one. Should we? Lisa gets to go again because she got one right here. All right, go ahead. Let's give us a.
Oh, man. Oh.
Come on, it's about weather. Circa 1992.
Oh.
Come on. Come on. We'll give a little bit of Shannon Hoon.
All I can say is that my life is pretty plain.
Okay, stop. Any idea?
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Any idea, Nicole?
It's right on my head, too.
It's Blind Melon, No Rain. Oh. No rain. No rain.
And all I can do is search for some tea for two.
Yeah. Okay,
yep.
All right, that's okay. That's all right. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of had a feeling, because you guys aren't, you're math and weather geeks, so I didn't even know. I should have done some math questions, maybe. Maybe should have done that. We have one more.
Let's bring some differential equations out here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's on.
All right. Let's do one more, and let's throw it out here. The first one that gets it, gets my eternal gratitude. One more. Here it is. One more.
I was lying on the grass on Sunday morning of last week, indulging
Still My Sunshine?
Oh. Yeah.
Steal My Sunshine by Len. By Len. L-E-N.
Len.
You guys are tied up.
We are.
Can we do one more for the tiebreaker? Can we do one more for the tiebreaker?
Oh, boy.
All right. Yeah. Len. That was when I was on ADC Radio.
Do you guys have any country?
Country?
Any country?
I don't know any country music.
I'm getting a big
here. Thunder Rolls By.
After all, we are Kansas girls here. Come on.
I don't know any country music. Well, what about
Blame It on the Rain?
John Denver, Sunshine on My Shoulder. I don't know. Isn't Thunder Rolls by
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
She likes metal and country. Holy, what a catch. My God. All right, one more weather song. Let's see if either of you know it. For the tiebreaker.
I'm only happy when it rains. I'm only happy when it's cold.
I don't want it. Let's re-cue and let's get this over again.
I don't know. What's the name of the song?
It sounds like Courtney Love.
No, it's not. Who's it by? It's another name for refuge. Another name for refuge that is hauled to a landfill in a blank truck.
Dump?
What?
Garbage.
I was going to say.
Garbage. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's move on. I got another game. We're going to do real quick with you two. We're going to do strange weather phenomena or not.
Okay.
All right. I'll start with you, Lisa. Strange weather phenomena or not. Fire whirls. Fire whirls.
That's true.
You are right. Very nice. Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try Nicole here. St. Elmo's fire. St. Elmo's fire. Is it real or not?
That's not real.
It is actually a rare weather phenomenon. Yes.
I need to look that up.
I'll try another one here. You ready?
Yeah.
Enormous tsunami of death.
No.
You're all right. It's not real.
No.
Made that one up. But if it were real, holy hell, go to the storm shelter because it is really bad. All
right. But weather does not cause a tsunami, though.
Yeah.
I know that. But I just
there you go.
Threw it out there. Mm-hmm. Why is it you guys cover the full moon? I mean, you didn't predict the moon. The moon's already up there. Whenever there's a bright moon, the weathercasters all go crazy.
Yeah, well, it can actually mess with tides because they had flooding in South Carolina.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything in the sky you guys cover?
Yeah.
All right, here's another one.
Typically, we like to cover like right from the ground up several thousand feet in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Because other people are like, what about this earthquake? What about that? And since we are considered... the scientists of the TV station.
Yes.
We still do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they turn to you for everything.
Which earthquakes are becoming a big thing now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They are. Yeah, yeah. All those fracking earthquakes.
Yeah.
All right, one more here. Pyrocumulus clouds.
Pyrocumulus clouds, no.
They actually are.
They are?
They are. Pyrocumulus clouds. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, I think you get it from the rising of the steam and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah, pyrocumulus. One more for you, Nicole. Hmm. Toad blizzard.
I feel like that's not real.
It is not real.
I feel like you got to think, though, because everywhere has like... Because
there's some weird weather phenomena out there. There's like sun pillars, diamond dust. I looked at these. It's just Virga.
Virga. Yeah. That one's a cool one. But you know about ball lightning, right?
No.
Ball lightning does exist.
Really?
Ball lightning, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Where, like, for example, like if a plane got struck by lightning, there'd be like a ball of lightning that has been known to go down the aisles.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, thank you both for coming in. Nicole Phillips, Channel 41, great to have you in. Lisa Teachman, Rock Girl.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in, both of you guys. Check you guys out on Twitter.
Facebook, you name it.
Lisa Teachman, both of you.
Social. Okay.
All right, I'll start following you. Cool. I mean, not literally following you. I don't want to scare you. I frequently do that with women. It's Carson in the Morning, back in a few. Trucks from Grinders coming up.
Listening is a crucial part of any relationship.
Now back to Carson in the Morning.
You would find yourself having a mighty busy time keeping up with him.
On KCMO.
We still got a trip to give you. We haven't given it away yet. You're going to hear mariachi music. You're going to hear me say, be caller 18, but don't do it right now. We got a trip to San Antonio. San Antonio, $500 airfare. You've got an overnight, a two-night stay at the Hyatt Regency. You've got gift certificates to the SeaWorld, the zoo, all sorts of attraction. This trip's worth some serious money, and we're going to give it away before the end of the show. Joining me, the madman, the genius, Stretch from Grinders. Hello, sir. How are you?
Woot, woot, I say. Thanks for having me in, man. Coming down here to chat.
Well, I brought you in because I want to talk about Guy's Grocery Games, which you're being featured on this weekend. But I want to catch up with you and see what's going on with you because you've been – I follow you all the time. I always watch your food porn online when you've been doing a barbecue circuit. You've had some great – great material from the barbecue circuit where there's one morning you were in a holler and the fog was drifting over and the smell of smoke. It was glorious. Where did you go this year?
Oh, man, I've been coast to coast this year. We started up in Minnesota on a frozen lake cooking, which was a blast.
Oh, whoa, really?
Yeah, I've never done that. I've never even ice fished, let alone go out and cook barbecue out there. All the way down to Gadsden in Alabama, and I got one more coming up in Florida. But,
wow.
You know, it's a blast. That's what I love doing. Outside Chicago, Westmont, Illinois, and, yeah. You know, down in Texas. I love the sport, and I love travel, and I love people. And then, again, you know, I like food.
Yeah, well, I see you will be from the food truck. You'll be driving down the highway, and it kind of reminds me of that movie Chef that came out last year. what kind of rig are you taking with you? You're driving a food truck, you got a rig behind it. What do you take with you?
For the Florida one, I'm going to just take my bus and my Jambo, which is a little pull-behind trailer. But I've been, you know, cooking out of my big, you know, kitchen trailer, which is just great. And I had a Myron Mixon on the back and his little Speedo sticker.
Oh, your bus is so cool. Yeah, but this bus is one I won't even guess how much it costs, but that bus is spectacular. That's the way to travel.
I love it, man. It is a rock star bus. Oh, I pull in to get gas, and you know the crowd gathers around. I jump out. I put gas, and I'm like, "Who's in there?" I'm like, "Me." And I'm like, "Well, who else?" I'm like, "Just me."
Dude, how did you? You're a madman. You're an artist. You work with metal. You work with other
glass, wood, steel, plastic. I'm kind of a parasite when it comes to materials. I use everything.
How did that start?
I originally, just loved building tree forts and building with my hands, and I wanted to design toys. That's how I ended up here in Kansas City. I went to the Kansas City Art Institute, and I wanted to design toys, and I got into industrial design, and little by little, you know, we were over there designing, like, vegetable brushes and electric, you know, wire caddies. It just wasn't my gig.
Yeah,
and I looked
across
campus, and a guy named Dale Eldred was over there, and he had a giant ice block on some scaffolding, a big searchlight, and I said, "Wow, what are you guys doing?" He said, "We're making sculpture." I'm like, "Nah, sculptures, you know, shiny silver stuff." And these guys are drinking Jack Daniels, listening to ZZ Top, kicking up 24-foot rooster tails with their grinder. I said, "That's more my speed rather than this Kenny G and Diet Cokes in the design department."
Yeah, my wife works at Dimensional Innovations. They got a bunch
DI.
Of the dang, just cool. And they got a tap, a beer tap in the lobby. It's quite cool.
Productive.
They are actually really cool. And then how did you get into the food thing? How did you get into the restaurant thing? What inspired you and what made you think you could kick ass at it?
You know, I still don't know if I'm actually kicking ass, but food, you know, I started very, very young. I remember wanting to eat in the morning and then kind of around noon and in the evening. And I had a problem with this and maybe some snacks from what I understand. And pretty soon I saw some other kids eating and we kind of got a group together and, you know, we called it breakfast and then lunch. So I started eating at a very young age.
Yes.
I kind of enjoyed it.
No,
it's just one of those. My first job in a kitchen was actually, I was a stock boy in Woolworth in Philly.
Really?
And I got caught behind the counter in the, you know, the soda jerk counter back there, inhaling whipped cream canisters. And kind of how I got into this whole thing. So, you know, that was a direct way. And, you know, through art school, it was an easy job so I could work at night. You know, make sculpture during the day, and I got my food, my beer that way, and I just, you know, was out of need.
And
like
you came up with Grinders, and when you were approached to creating this restaurant, what was your theme? I mean, because I would like to have a food truck to start, and then maybe get a place eventually.
Food trucks are great. I'll tell you, when I started Grinders, it was a need. It was definitely, you know, form follows function sensibilities. The cool area in the crossroads, Kansas City has great pizza, don't get me wrong. I had the Bronx last night for dinner. I love their pizza. But they weren't open Sundays. They didn't have beer. And there was no cool place for the kids to hang out.
Gotcha.
And Grinders was that extension from my Philadelphia roots and New York pizza and the Philly cheesesteaks. It just had to work hand in hand.
And you attracted a lot of attention. Guy Fieri, I know, has done his Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. at Grinders. How'd you get to know Mr. Fietti?
So Guy did Triple D down there, and we became pretty quick friends. And he was here for the American Royal back then, and so we had all weekend to hang out. And it's just sometimes, you know, brothers find brothers, you know, souls. Yeah. And we've just hooked up. We've done a couple of U.S. tours together, about 50 cities together.
Sweet, sweet.
I've done the Guy's Grocery Games, Guy's Big Bite, and just have met great people through him. He's just a super guy, and it's just been great for business at Mom and Pops.
Yeah. Now, you also, you do a lot for the troops. You travel in all over the place. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
We have a celebrity chef group called the Mess Lords. We started back in about 2009. And we travel around the globe. Myself has been everywhere from Guam, Japan, Egypt, Bahrain, Djibouti. I've been on the USS Enterprise, all through MWR and Navy Entertainment. You know, I've been all over Europe. We have about 11 celebrity chefs. Selena Teo from Kansas City, Julian over there. She goes out with Brian Duff, my buddy Panini Pete down there.
Wow.
Floribama. So, you know, John Conley, there's about 10 of us that do this. And Psyche up in Seattle.
Nice.
And we love to do it. And, you know, what they figured out is rather than just send, you know, Kid Rock out for a 40-minute concert, you know, they can send the chefs out. We teach them a little, you know, more about healthy eating. And, you know, it's Americana going in their belly. You know, we call it a fork full of freedom.
Nice, man. I totally dig that. Now, Guy's Grocery Games, for those who don't know, what do you have to do as a chef on that show?
You know, you got to kind of chef it up. Guy's Grocery Game is completely chaotic. Guy does whatever he possibly can to throw you a knuckleball because he's having fun, and if he's not having fun, you're not having fun. So it's a competition. They give you a certain amount of time to cook a dish, and Guy comes up with something you have to use, ingredients, and you have to – it's literally an entire – supermarket inside of a warehouse.
Wow.
Set completely
no
up
kidding.
Just like it's
really?
Chill. Yeah, it's not even a real, you know, supermarket. I probably just got fined by Food Network at this point. As long as I don't tell the outcome,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, yes.
But you know, it's really cool. It's like going into the Sun Fresh or the hen houses, and you have to run around and collect everything you need, you know.
Unbelievable.
It's
unbelievable.
Not like Chop where you can't go back and forth or something like that. You know, I've done, you know, the Cutthroat Kitchens and stuff. So this was a tool.
You did Cutthroat Kitchen?
I did Cutthroat Kitchen.
What did you have to cook with?
I had to use, like, Edward Scissorhands. I got everything tossed at me. And I'll tell you what, I didn't win. I should have won. And even when I watched the rerun, I still lost. It
really?
Was horrible.
And what did you have to make? What was the dish?
I had to do a chicken dish that I lost the competition on taste testing, and I had to use alligator. And push it off as chicken. I did win that competition there. And then I got kicked out at last round on a hamburger challenge.
No kidding.
That I had to make a grill using fruit, papayas and mangoes. And it was a great hamburger. Don't get me wrong. It was fantastic. I should have won. They gave it to this other guy. But, you know.
Did you forget an ingredient? Because that's what they do. And sometimes they just, you know, you're going to have to make a spaghetti whatever. And I forgot my tomato.
You know, I didn't. I had everything I needed.
Nice.
I don't think I had ketchup, but I didn't need it. If you got a good burger, but I originally made these big, beautiful hamburgers, and then I had to shrink them down because I literally had to cook and make a grill on the fly. But as a MacGyver of the kitchen, as a sculptor, I think I really fell, you know, into my home at Cutthroat Kitchen. It was great.
Do you ever get nervous before that? Because I would be terrified because I know how to cook. I've been cooking a long time. But I would be just kind of terrified. You're just doing this for fun, though.
It's fun. You know, if you win, it's great. If you don't win, it's okay still. You know, it's the attention we get to the restaurants and everybody. I love to cook, but you forget everything you know. This is about survival. It's like if you're on the side of the road and you have to fix a tire and you don't have a tire on, how are you going to do it?
Yeah.
So instead, you got to figure out how to cook an egg. And as a sculptor, you know, living that way, you know, I used to cook hamburgers on irons and soup in coffee makers and hot dogs on nails. You know, so it's survival, man. It, you know.
Yeah. So my kids love that show. I mean, we are addicted. I'm surprised we haven't seen your episode.
Oh, it's a great one.
We've got to check out your episode. That is a crazy good show. What other shows do you say? You got Guy's Big Bite. You've done
Guy's Grocery Games
Grocery
once
Games.
Before.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm back on this one. It's four memorable, you know, chefs.
Okay. So now you've got four chefs. Is this the one that airs Sunday night?
Sunday. Yeah, Sunday night, I think it's 7 o'clock out here.
Oh, I love this. Could you give us a hint?
I will tell you that I'm on it. It's a great show, and, you know, if you like seeing me on TV, it's a lot of fun. And, again, I have no clue how they're going to edit. I don't know the outcome necessarily. Well, I do.
Okay, gotcha.
You can, you know, at Stretch Artist Twitter, and maybe I'll send you a link to it or something.
All right, very good. Well, dude, it is always a great to have you, and I'm a big fan. You know, I live vicariously through you on the Facebook.
Well, thank you so much. By the way, we're going to have some watch parties at the three different grinders.
Oh, cool.
On Sunday night, the one in Leavenworth. If you guys haven't been out there, beer is now rolling out of the
Sweet.
Tap out there for us.
Sweet.
And out in Lenexa at the grinder store.
Well, it's 3 miles from my house. I'm going to be there. I will be there. I will be there to watch it on
Super
Sunday.
Cool, man.
Hell yes. All right, Stretch. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Let's take a break. Be right back.
Carson in the Morning.
Sounds like I have that radio voice.
That is both flattering and creepy.
On KCMO.
So we waited, we worked so long. Now we make it, you see how we get it. My eagles be the fucking
fuck.
And it goes like this. Send the bottle to the
bathroom. 5-7-6-7-7-10. We're looking for caller number 18 to win a trip to San Antonio. From VisitSanAntonio.com and Southwest Airlines, we are looking for caller 18 right now. The calls are rolling in. This is the biggest prize that I have given away on this radio program. It's a big deal because I'm kind of a big deal, and so are you. So good luck. 5-7-6-7-10-10. There you go. By the way, this band, Nuevo Estilo, they were in the studio, and they're going to be out tomorrow at Oak Park Mall from noon to 4. And they do mariachi music, and then they segue into popular music like Moves Like Jagger. And then, of course, also they did Uptown Funk. I think we have caller 18. KCMO, who's this? You need to get me off the speaker. Are you on speaker?
I'm not
speaking. Well, find a better place because I can't hear you.
Oh my gosh!
Your phone is lousy. Can you move somewhere so it's out?
Yeah, I'm moving right now.
Your name is.
I knew I was going to get this.
Your name is Keith, right?
My name is Keith. Yeah.
Keith, what's your last name?
Cox. C O X.
Keith Cox, you are caller 18, my brother. You're going to San Antonio.
Yes. Rock.
I wish you had a better phone.
Oh, man, I'm moving. I'm just telling me when I'm sounding good.
Well, can you hear me now? Are you talking through
your
shirt?
Yeah, here I am.
All right, so where are you from and what do you do for a living?
Yeah, I live in Independence. I drive a medical transportation truck.
And, you know, you could use this $500 Visa gift card for airfare or a new phone.
You got it.
Because your phone is absolutely terrible.
Oh, God bless you, but I'm 18.
All right. Well, you are caller number 18, Keith Cox, with your terrible phone. You're going, brother. Now I'm going to tell you all the things you won. In case you had any questions, you get a $500 Visa gift card toward airfare, Hyatt Regency Resort two-night stay. You've got tickets to all sorts of shows, including Alamo Plaza attractions, SeaWorld, Texas Ranger Museum, the zoo. This is a trip probably worth at least what $1,500, probably $1,500, maybe $2,000. So it's yours, dude. Who are you gonna take? You got a wife?
Woohoo!
You got a
wife?
I got a
special girl that doesn't know she's going to Texas.
Oh, dude. So all right, when you announce this to her, I want you to videotape it, and I want you to send me the video.
Can do.
Does your phone have a decent camera, or does it suck too? All right, Keith Cox, congratulations, brother. Hang on, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, I'm going to write his name right here on this envelope, right here. Keith Cox. Keith Cox, there you go. Congratulations. Get his information because he's going. Wow, this was really something else, guys. Today has been a hell of a lot of fun. Today has just been a hell of a lot of fun. I was talking to somebody last night about about what I do for a living, and it's also a radio professional. And, I did music radio for a number of years and was miserable most of the time. it paid the bills, and sometimes you got to do what you got to do for a living, for the kids and everything else. And then I started doing talk radio after I built a home studio, and then I came here. And, you know, we occasionally complain just because, you know, we're the little guy in the cluster. We're the little guy. We're the guy, you know, the not the strongest FM signal. Nice big old AM signal. But every day when I come in here, you guys just blow me away. You guys, even if you have a sucky phone like Ken Cox, you guys just blow me away and you make it fun. Jeez, just make it so much fun. Oh, you know what I was going to tell you? I forgot to Apparently, Harry Reid was talking yesterday with Chris Hayes of MSNBC. And Harry Reid is a despicable human being. He's the love child, the bastard love child of Gollum from Lord of the Rings and Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. And he talked about how he thought that Donald Trump the next day, it was the end of the world. I mean, literally, he thought the world was going to blow up. And it's bullcrap. It's all rhetoric. It's all demonization. It's all nothing he says is true. He always lies. He lies about everything. And a lot of people are lying about the future of the country and their fear and whatever. But Harry Reid was talking to about immigration and about voting, and he ripped on the Secretary of State, Mr. Chris Kobach, from the state of Kansas, who does a radio show here 6 to 8 on the weekends. Here's what he had to say. Listen to his verbal slip, though, about Mr. Kobach's name.
So do I think he's going to be a good president? I hope so. But the way the campaign was engineered and what he's done after the campaign, I have grave doubts for our country. I mean, and I'm disappointed, Chris, for a couple things. I think we, not just senators, House members, should be saying something about these people who are being considered for cabinet posts. Giuliani, to be Secretary of State?
Yeah.
I mean, where's he been, to Canada? I mean, what is this
what
all
an
about?
Idiot.
He's a lobbyist. He was mayor of New York City.
So what?
Or how about Bolton? This guy, there's nobody in America that's more to the right than he is.
Oh,
geez. Sarah Palin, Secretary of Interior.
Yeah.
87% of the land of the state of Nevada is federally owned.
She's an outdoors woman, you jackass.
To have Kurt Kobach to be Attorney General.
Kurt Kobach.
Now, that name might not mean much to everybody, but your viewers should understand.
Chris Kobach.
What did I call him? Kurt?
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, Chris. I'm sorry.
He had a little slip there. I think he was thinking of somebody else, actually. Yeah, I think he was thinking of Kurt Cobain, not Kurt Kobach. Anyway, they believed, do we have Mr. Becca? Is he ready? Is he prepped and ready to rock and roll on this glorious, glorious Friday morning? As soon as he's ready, just tell me.
Yes,
hello, sir. How are you? How's your Friday going, my friend?
Really good. I love the bit you did with the meteorologist. The meteorologist has got to be the worst job in broadcasting. You know, you were talking about radio and everything, and I love this job here. You're right, I love this job. But I've got friends that are TV meteorologists, and you go out with them for a drink or something, and all these strangers come up to them and say, "Hey, you had told me it wasn't going to rain. I washed my car and it rained." You know,
yeah, I mean,
you can't go out without somebody bitching, and it was hilarious. A few years back, Gary Lezak was battling cancer, and he was doing it on air. You know, I mean, he was still doing his show and never doing the weather and everything. Yeah. And I thought, I'll get him on my radio program, and we'll talk about it. It'll be inspirational about other people dealing with cancer and stuff. It'll be inspirational. And every call we got was somebody saying, Gary, sorry about that cancer thing. Hey, what's Windy the Weather Dog like? You know, I mean, Gary, sorry about cancer. That's got to be a bummer. But talk to me about an occluded front. It was just people get weird when it comes to weather.
All right,
it was great hearing that.
30 seconds. What's coming up on the show today?
Okay, real quick. At 11 o'clock, you know Carrie Bradshaw, Sex in the City, right? Sex in the City?
Yeah.
I have her replacement on the program at 11 o'clock.
Cool.
The new Carrie Bradshaw. Yeah, Randy Newton will be on my program at 11.
All right, very good.
There's a story behind that. I'll tell you later.
All right, my brother. Have a great weekend. Go Chiefs! Talk to you on Monday. Time for me to get out of here. Check out the podcast, KCMOTalkRadio.com. Check out our Facebook page, live video up there as well. Have a kick-ass weekend. God bless. See you Monday. I'm a skater.